When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Blow it out your ass.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we are joined by a blessed special guest.
He is blessed, yeah, I think
angelic
so.
Guest.
Yeah.
The voice of an angel, the heart of a devil, Adam Gonavalli.
I, incidentally, also have Hinda's lips of an angel.
Is it Hinda? Oh,
is that Hinda? It's Hinda.
Yeah. Nice.
Here's a quick
anecdote. Lips of an angel.
Sorry, go on.
No. It's a quick anecdote about lips of an angel. For some reason, this is like a formative memory of mine.
Yeah.
Listening to the radio when Lips of an Angel was out, a caller called in, like a male caller called in to a female radio DJ and requested the most beautiful song they've ever heard, Lips of an Angel, and the DJ just mocked them because she was like, this is not a good song, and even, which was also crazy to hear.
That role.
She was like, it's not a good song. Also, it's about cheating while your girlfriend's in the other room. What is wrong with you? I'll play it, but Jesus, dude.
That rolls. Literally yesterday.
That
sounds like a sheep.
And it sounds so sweet. Coming from the lips of an angel. Anyway,
your voice.
Adam, I said you could do this before, but I'm taking the reins because otherwise it's going to be a Hinder episode. And today we are looking at Divinity Original Sin
2.
Adam gave me the peace sign. Or the two. And other games. Adam, this is you. You're up.
The two or the peace sign is funny. Yeah, Divinity Original Sin 2. It's a, I believe, the isometric RPG. I think that's term that you use. Zamets.
Yeah, I was just going to say, friend of the show.
Dead to the show.
Former host, now corpse, Joel Zamet. This will age badly if he dies suddenly.
if he dies,
you're
going to
make it age even worse. Stop bringing it up.
You're going to really release this if Zamet dies?
Yeah, out of honor of him dying.
Thumbcrafts is dedicated to releasing weekly to our fan base. We're like the freaking postal service. Come dead host or rain or snow.
We will deliver once a week. Yeah, I remember that from the post office.
If Jackson or I died, we'd probably take a week off because we are hosts, but he's a former host. So if Joel Zammit dies, Thumb Cramp still happens. We've got to get money to pay for the funeral or the cremation or whatever.
We do it in mourning clothes.
Would you at least fly the Thumb Cramps flag at half mast?
100%. We go out the front of the studio and fly it at half mast, and both of us would review some $1 piece of shit game from the Switch store.
I'm going to review my best friend's death.
I'm pretty cut about it.
I'm here to review a guy I know's death, so that's probably less intense for me. At Thumb Cramps Gaming HQ, if any of our former guests die, we do fly the gaming flag at half mast.
We do
a 21 gun salute in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and we drink our Mountain Dew a little sadder that day.
Pouring one out for my homie.
For our fallen gamers. It's sad when any gamer dies.
Any gamer kicks the bucket, it's tragic.
It's more tragic than a regular person dying.
I think so.
If an author dies, I don't care. A gamer dies, though.
A gamer orphan? How'd they get those games?
I said author, not orphan, but...
You're like, if an orphan dies, who cares? Fair enough.
Yeah, statistically, while it's sad to think about, that makes sense.
Yeah, I wonder how many orphan gamers there are out there.
There'd be heaps.
Yeah, surely. What else are you doing?
Yeah. Orphans would be like... I guess if you give an orphan a video game console, like they... They're stoked because bad things have happened.
Yeah, and then a good thing
happens, and then they play video games.
I thought you were about to say, I guess if you give an orphan a video game console, it's like their dad.
Here you go, son. Don't need a parent no more.
Yeah.
Terrible news, little Johnny. You're not being adopted, but here's a PS4.
Your dad is Black Ops 2 now, okay?
God Blops 2.
And your mom, that's right, it's Fortnite Season 15 or whatever.
That's actually, as a gamer, that's the perfect lifestyle.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, Adam, Divinity Original Sin 2.
Yeah.
Or Jinx!
Or
now
DOS,
you can't talk.
You can't jinx the host. That's one of the many unspoken rules of thumb cramps.
It's true, yeah.
Yes, DOS, where have you been playing it? How is it? Is it good?
Yeah.
Just being upfront, I've only played the first one third of the game, but because I've been...
I'm going to come to your defense, but that's probably more... So one third of Divinity Original Sin 2 is probably more than Jackson has played of any video game in the last year.
Yeah,
I do want to say, though, I have played, because I've got three different save files with different groups of friends,
I have
played that first one third three times.
So full game!
Technically, yeah, I've played the whole game.
Yeah.
At the very least, I've played three different play styles as well. So I've got that first one third of the game.
You're on that Octopath Traveler shit by doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, gaming reference.
Yes.
Jackson, do you get that reference?
Yeah. Can you do that every time you make a reference?
I'm just making sure.
Can you check in on me?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. just making sure you're keeping
Jack,
up.
Jack, you getting that?
Jackson?
I'm getting it, dude. Octopath Traveler. Triangle strategy. I'm across it.
Yeah, Octopath Traveler, because you have to play the same part of the game over and over again with different
times
guys.
Multiple times as different characters. Yeah. You got to start their story the moment you find someone new in the world.
I'm glad you got that reference.
Oh, dude, I'm with you.
My gamer brother.
I'm across it. So why have you started it three times?
Because I've got three different groups of friends that I'm playing it with.
And let me guess, they all liked it enough to start playing with you, but then didn't like it enough to continue playing it after the first third.
Oh, no, we're still, it's ongoing games.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So not only are you going to play the first third three times, you're going to play the second third three times.
And then
the third three times.
Wow. Absolutely,
that's triple threes.
I'm the triple. That's the triple threat, right? That's
is. Yeah, Divinity Original Sin 2 three times is a triple threat.
In NBA, you can't get it. Well, you can't. Get a triple-triple, but you're going to be the first guy to ever do a triple-triple. But unfortunately, it's in Divinity Original Sin and not on the basketball court. Alternatively, fortunately, because it is a game and therefore better than a sport here at Thumb Cramps.
Yeah. Very true.
I have played the original Divinity, and it does feel like a little... It just really feels like more of the original Divinity. I could tell there's a bit added, but you know how... It's got that classic thing of when you play the second game, you're like, oh, it's just the first game, but more. So there's if you enjoyed the first game, there's that excitement of being
it's not
like,
so bad.
Oh, more of the game I love. Yeah. But then there's, for me, I don't know about you, but for me, there's a little bit of a disappointment where I'm like, oh, it's just more of the game that
I like.
I can't think of the last time I played a sequel that was just the more of the first game again that I was like, oh yeah, this is better.
Yeah. Because, like, I think you're right. For the first, like, chunk of it, you're like, hell yeah, I love playing this game. And then, halfway through, you're like, but I've actually kind of already played this game.
Yeah. I mean, not to say that I'm not enjoying it. Like I said, it's a game I love and more of it. I just, I don't know. I guess I wish, because this is the same developer that
you wish it was good?
No, it is good.
Do you wish it was better?
I wish it was, I don't know how to put my finger on it.
You can be rude to games here if you want.
Genuinely,
if you think it's dog's shit or dog's breakfast, that's fine.
I'm not calling, this ain't my game of the year, but I'm not calling it a bad game either. I think it's a good game.
Yeah.
I just wish that it felt, so this is the same developer that also made Baldur's Gate 3, which I've also played heaps of, and it just feels like they've not changed the nature of combat.
Okay.
You know how I think you can see this in some of the Dark Souls games. The way that they do some items like humanity from Dark Souls 1 to Dark Souls 3, it changes the way that you drink Estus flasks, changes and it changes how combat works.
Yeah, even down to like, I know in Dark Souls 2 it takes you a longer time to drink your Estus than it does in say Bloodborne, where you drink your Estus equivalent and it's basically instantly.
And that can just really completely change your playstyle. Yeah. Where in this one I feel like they've done a little bit of it, but they've not done enough to make it feel very different. I guess the point I was trying to make is I just wish that they'd done Like, given new Zhuzhir powers something like that. But what's there is great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and the lore, I have trouble typically with isometric RPGs. I find myself very often just being like, next.
Oh, yeah.
But
you're preaching to the choir. Jackson has trouble reading a book without hitting next.
Yeah, yeah.
So two of the playthroughs I'm doing with mates, and it's just that. We're just like, skip, next combat section. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. But I'm also playing one on my own, and the one on my own, I'm trying to...
Whoa.
Engage with the lore.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to role play as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So you said you're playing with three groups of friends. Did you? So this I've
Oh, it's three playthroughs. Two are with friends, one is on my own.
Okay, so you counted yourself as a group of friends, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
You're your own best friend. You should be anyway.
No friends mode is a totally fine way to play video games.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're role playing. So you're role playing as someone who has no friends, and therefore you can use that as a shield if we make fun of you for that.
So
unlike Jackson, who lives a life of no friends. Please continue, Adam.
It's okay. The way I'm forcing myself to role play as well is that when you make your character, you get to pick tags, which are like in conversation trees, you get you get extra options based on the tags that you picked.
Oh, yeah.
So I pick soldier, scholar, and then I also get one for being a lizard folk.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in conversation, sometimes someone will be like, "Oh, I
have a secret, but only for lizard folk."
Well, maybe you're chatting to a lizard folk person, and they talk about the Red Prince, and you're like, you get a lizard folk option that's like, "Oh, the Red Prince, I served under him."
Such.
And same thing with like soldier, where sometimes you'll be like, someone will be like, "Are you one of the magisters?" And you get a soldier option that's like, "I'm not a lily livered bookworm magister, I'm a knight or whatever." And so I have decided that if a lizard option appears, I will always press that one no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And if a soldier, I've got like this order of like, oh, if such and such option appears, no matter what it says, I've got to pick that one because that's what my character thinks.
Yep.
And it has gotten me into a few fights.
Hell yeah.
That's cool. That's good.
Yeah. And I do like it. I really appreciate that it makes it feel like, I'm sure a lot of them are just like a if-then tree where it eventually all comes back to the same point. But it does still make it feel like I am genuinely role-playing a character.
That's great. Yeah, because I feel like in a lot of games that have those options, you're like, I mean, certainly with like a lot of AAA games, it's like, well, I can pick whatever I like, but ultimately it's kind of much of a muchness.
There is as well with the combat. So lore-wise, I feel like I've got, I feel like I understand at this point in one third in, I understand a lot of where the game came from, where the game's going, that sort of stuff. The combat, though, is still a bit of a puzzle to me. There is, even in the original game, I have yet to master completely. They've got like different elements, and the elements interact in different ways. And one of the people that I'm playing with, he keeps being like, "Oh, you need to move here, Adam, because I got to use this puddle of blood." And, "Oh, shit, there's no oil on the ground. I'm fucked." And
Guess who's at zero? Yeah. Guess who's at zero?
Adam, you don't know the power that you have given Jackson. Well, actually, nothing.
Isn't he on negative one? Yeah, he's not got anything.
Here's the thing, my handsome friend. Yeah. I was on negative two, yes. And then our good friend and occasional guest, Cass, she dropped one.
Yeah.
So then I was on negative one, and then you dropped one, bringing me up to neutral. You drop another one, I'm in the green.
The black. You idiot. In the green.
Like money.
The color of money. Tom Cruise.
Tell you what, you find me a green Australian banknote and I'll kiss 100
bucks
you
is
right
like
on
green.
The
green. Yeah.
Oh, no!
Whoa!
No, you got to show it to me. I got to get out of here.
Jackson's
Before
never held
Jackson
100.
Jackson gets $100.
I got a $100 kiss.
I got to kiss him on the lips. Well, see, here's the trick. I said you got to show it to me. I didn't say you got to give it to me. So that's why I'm scared.
That's a free kiss.
But it'll cost you the effort of getting $100.
Yeah.
When was the last time you held a $100 note?
Been a while.
Like
I got a $50 note in my
party.
It's been in my wallet for a million years, but that's it.
Yeah. 21st birthday party. That was what, 20 helped. Years ago?
Oh! He's won.
Yeah.
What? Hey, Dusha.
Let's no. Before we, you can do whatever
you
want.
Back at you.
Yeah. So let's just revisit Jackson's math there.
Because you know Adam's 21 years old.
And then I said, what? That was 20 years ago. And then you said, yeah, Adam's one. There's a lot to unpack there.
A lot to think about.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a long time. Wow, my friend's dumb.
Yeah, he's pretty stupid.
It's actually not that much to think about, really.
I was already thinking it.
Thought done.
Put a pin in it. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's... and then the story's very interesting. There's a lot of interesting questions to be asked because your character's kind of like... They play a... Look, hey, the Magister people are objectively evil, but there's... Like, it's the interesting type of evil where you can't just be like, you're evil, and then walk away. You kind of got to be like, well... Let me explain why you're no good, because it's like they're putting forth an actual argument and you can't just say that they're bad people and walk away. You got to be like, I got to explain why you're a bad person.
Yeah, I get that. I understand. Yeah, cool. So how many thumbs?
What's it out of again? Five.
It's out of five. You remember the swear? Well, you didn't remember the swear.
Yeah. See, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. I forgive you, Adam.
Every time I walk out of this room... Yeah. Gone. I think I've reviewed the same game several times.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Yeah. I don't know what happens. I think it's just because every time we get you on as a guest, Adam, it's often after you've spent a long, hard day of recording with Jackson or also with me. And then it's like someone's just pumping a gas leak into the studio. What's going on today? Who knows?
It's a silly app. Yeah? It's feeling silly.
There's still two reviews to go.
No, it's good.
Yeah, so it's out of five thumbs.
Four thumbs out of five.
All right. Four pretty thumbs. Decent. That's pretty decent. Good. Yeah, four thumbs. That's
myself.
Yeah,
that's... I'm gonna finish it three times. That's how much I like
it. Yeah, that's a glowing review, really.
Yeah, that's if you translate a four thumb review into stars, that's 80 stars out of 100 stars.
That's heaps of stars.
That's a lot of stars. Yeah, that's more stars than the goddamn Hollywood. Name 80 movie stars. Go. You can't.
Okay.
Top Gun. you say Top Gun?
I was gonna say Tom Cruise.
Oh yeah.
Which is kind of like saying Top Gun.
Yeah.
Top Cruise.
Top
Cruise, Tom Gunn.
Tom Gunn is a perfect name.
Imagine if directors count as movie stars?
No.
Directors count as directors.
I'm still thinking about the name Tom Gunn. That's so good.
Thomas Gunn.
Wow.
Yeah. Good stuff. Anyway, what have you been playing, Jackson?
I've been playing Kirby
Space Program.
The Forbidden Land.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, no, you didn't. Actually, Forgotten Land, isn't it?
Messed it up.
How ironic.
Adam's right. That was ironic. Yeah, Did you get the reference?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I've been playing Kirby in the Forgotten Land. I bought it ages ago, and then it just sat on my Switch.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to delete anything, even though I wasn't playing anything. I finally did. I'm up to the, what the hell is it called, theme park level.
Oh, yeah, theme park level. I found that was the level that reinvigorated me, and then the game stayed real good.
Yeah, because I like it. Like, it's really fun, and like, you know, this everybody's already damn said this.
Yeah,
it's super inventive.
You can say it again.
Thanks, man.
No worries.
It's super inventive. Every level's full of like quirky little shit to find. You know,
it's full of shit. Piss.
It's always
some goddamns.
Yeah, it's always exciting to see what the hell Kirby's gonna get up to in every level.
What's that little pink piece of shit gonna goddamn? Sniff out this time.
Anything you find, it's like, hey, suck this the frick off. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The hold down to suck button. Yeah, yeah. I reckon I will.
And it's like, it's not all, you know, because some of the things like, oh, Kirby sucked off some stairs or Kirby sucked off a car or whatever. That's great. But like, the first time
this is not explicit.
No.
No.
Point out the F or the Jeff in sucked off.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Jeff actually stands for the C word.
Yeah.
Ah.
Jeff no.
Excuse me.
F stands for the C word. Jeff stands for the F word.
Yeah. I don't understand your system, but it is your system.
It's not for you to understand.
There's been over 100 episodes of Thumb Cramps, and they've all been good.
Doucher, I don't get that reference.
God damn!
Bummer.
Yeah,
anyway.
That sucks. Maybe our listeners will understand.
Yeah, maybe they'll get it.
I hope someone's getting this.
I'm just getting through to one of you listening. For the love of God,
if we could get through to just one kid somewhere out there.
If we can change, if Thumb Cramps can change one life, can everyone who is listening right now please send us an email at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com? Just subject.
Yeah.
You don't even need to put it in the body. No. Just a subject. yes or no. Just pick one, let us know.
It's going to be so
every single person listening is going to do it. It's a quick email. Right?
We're talking specifically to you.
The listener, John or Tom or Sarah or Jeff.
Frag or Brandy.
Egg.
Bompus.
Yeah.
Listening out there right now, get out your little email machine. Yes or no.
Yeah,
let us know. And I'm excited next week to be like, why the hell did they send us just a bunch of emails with no body with just yes as the subject?
Yeah.
Anyway, the first time I came across one of those like water towers that I could suck off, and then I had to just shake around and there was a water
suck down that water juice.
Yeah. No, not the water juice ones. Maybe it's not a water tower. It looks like one of those...
Oh, right. Yeah. I know what you mean. It's like a lid on top of a thing. Yeah, a big lid.
And I was like, why am I sucking this off? And then the only prompt it gave me was like shake. I was like, all right. And then I loved that when you finally suck the lid off, it's kind of in the shape of one of those spherical barbecues.
Yeah.
And you suck the lid off,
yeah,
and what's left in there is one of the Waddle Dees you're trying to collect.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny to be Kirby on his head, sucked it off,
yeah,
on the ground, being like, I did it.
Oh, that happens with there's another one of the big suck-offs.
A couple of the like, where you suck off, like, a set of lockers,
yeah,
to reveal something behind them, and you're just lying on your back, and you're like, yeah, and then you have to spit it out.
Yeah.
Super fun. I love that Kirby has a gun.
Oh, Kirby has a gun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Kirby has a gun.
Where did he get a gun from?
An ability, I don't know if it's an old ability, it probably is, called Ranger, where you just have, like, a big blunderbuss that fires a star.
Oh, it's like a comical gun.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not like a Tech 9 or something.
Oh, Jack's busting out some, I'm assuming, the deepest lore you have on guns.
Let me tell you what happened, though. Jackson in my head went to the gun folder in my brain, and that was all that
just
was in.
Just says Tech 9.
Yeah. Like, what is a Tech 9? We don't know.
I like that you were originally going to say file instead of folder, and I feel like you should have stuck with file, because that seems to be more appropriate.
Well, it could have been a file cabinet with a single folder in it that just said Tech 9.
Well, originally I was actually saying gun locker, because I know that's what you keep a gun in. But
smart.
I don't know what a Tech 9 looks like, so it wouldn't have made as much sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Should have said Uzi.
Yeah. Or bazooka.
Give Kirby an Uzi.
Yes. Koozie Uzi. Go Uzi mode.
Go Uzi mode.
It was a funny revelation. I don't know if you've noticed this, Dusha, but you know the boss fights that you occasionally have? Not the big boss fights, but the kind of smaller ones along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That if you suck in one of the stars they drop, it does like monumentally more damage than any of the power-ups. That was funny to realize and be like, well, I'm just going to do that then.
Well, yeah, but then you've got to wait. I thought that would be the opposite of what you want, because if you suck in the stars...
You got to wait. Yeah.
You got to wait. And that's like timing your attacks. But I guess you've been playing a lot of Soulsborne.
Well, yeah, I was like, this is very Soulsy now, I guess. Yeah. Except Kirby doesn't roll. He just runs around like a little idiot.
Yeah.
So I keep wanting to roll.
There's a boss that I think it's going to be the next one.
Oh, it's a 3D game. I thought this was a 2D.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, so, wait, sorry.
Kirby's gone 3D mode.
Kirby's gone 3D mode.
I thought this was like a retro N64 game playing on the Switch.
You'll
understand.
I don't know Nintendo. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. No, this is the Nintendo Switch game that came out.
Like 2 weeks ago?
Same week as Elden Ring or whatever. Two weeks ago. Yeah, two weeks ago.
When we were in the
UK. Maybe it just feels like 2 weeks for you, Jack, because you've been playing so much Elden Ring.
Yeah, it could be. That's all my brain is doing.
Bad news, though, because in real life, I think 8 weeks have passed.
Mamma mia. I really like it. I was getting a bit bored with the beach levels, which is the second world. I was like... Oh, yeah, it's kind of annoying, and I'm not as into it. But then, arriving at the theme park, I was like, this is crazy. Like, it's so much, like, you get to be a roller coaster for a bit. That was cool. You get to, like, I don't know, you're going on the rides. You're actually enjoying the rides of the theme park, which I was like, that's cool. That's cute.
I think it's the boss of this level, but you're about to face a boss that throws knives at you, and you can suck in the knives and spit them back.
So good.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that.
Because every level you have to collect a certain amount of hidden Waddle Dees.
Yes.
But also there's a bunch of challenges.
Yes.
If I do the challenges, great, but I'm not trying to do the challenges.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I know there's a good chance I'm going to hit a point where I don't, because you need Waddle Dees to unlock the boss and you need to defeat the boss to progress the game.
Yep.
There's absolutely going to be a point in my future where I don't have enough Waddle Dees for a boss. And then I'm going to be annoyed because I don't want to go back and I'll stop playing it.
I don't know if that will happen to you.
Oh, that's good. I would like to finish the game.
Because I don't remember. Because I can only think of like one or two Waddle Dees that I was like, all right, I know how to do that. I'm going to go back and do it.
If it's like one of the challenge ones where it's like, oh, you need to fly through all these hoops or you need to like beat the car
off a bear.
You got to suck off a dog or whatever.
Yeah.
Which could be innocent when it comes to Kirby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be innocent with anything.
He could get a dog.
Could be the dog's
anyone
tail.
Can innocently suck
off
a dog.
You can suck on a dog's mouth.
Nothing more innocent than sucking off a dog.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's very true.
If anyone is listening to this and being like, that's wrong. No, you're the freak.
Yeah.
There's plenty of parts to suck off on a dog that aren't explicit. So suck on a dog's leg, whatever. Anyway,
on the leg, there's four whole legs.
And then a tail and then a mouth.
100% of a dog's legs are not erotic to suck off.
Given a whole dog's leg
good,
in your mouth.
But...
Could. What if the dog's been walking in something good?
You lay down honey on the ground. You get the dog to walk in the honey and then you suck, you get your little poodle, you hold it by the body and suck off the honey from its legs.
That's good.
I think it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Family activity.
Kirby's...
No, four legs for a nuclear family.
Yeah, four legs for people in the family.
Yeah.
Whole nan over. Nan, we're doing a dog suck.
Yeah, we've rubbed it in honey.
Yeah.
Take out your dentures, it'll be easier.
Yes, Nan. Leave the dentures at home. Get that full gummy suck.
Yeah, it's
And
great.
Remember, listeners, email yes or no.
Yes or no. Have we changed your life? Are you the one person whose life we've changed? Are we getting across to you what we're trying to say?
Do you understand this reference, listeners? Yes or no?
Why does Adam make gas leak episodes happen?
I think it's a coincidence because we're recording this much later than we usually do.
Yeah
it's a coincidence.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Anyway, how could I do anything?
I'm going to say four thumbs.
Four thumbs?
Maybe three thumbs and a knock.
Three thumbs and a knock.
I'm breezing through the levels.
Yep.
And something that kind of doesn't annoy me.
It is funny that any challenges in the... So you're breezing through the levels, but it's the type of game that if it puts up any type of challenge, that will lose thumbs for it, even though you're about to say game's too
easy.
If the
levels were challenging to beat, awesome. But the moment I need to go backward to any of the levels I've been in, I'm out.
You don't want
to
backtrack.
I don't want to backtrack.
So, Adam, to explain how the
I know how he works.
No, not how Jackson works. Everyone knows how Jackson works. It's like the mind of a dog.
It's like the mind of a dog? You might as well call him Suck Off Sydney, because he's a dog.
You might as well be sucking on my hands and feet, because I'm a freaking dog right now.
They're probably dirtier than their dogs.
Walk him through honey and call Nana around, because he's a dog.
Nan, Jackson's ready for a big time suck off.
Yeah, leave your dentures at home. Jackson needs to be sucked off.
So the level structure is, it's like a regular 3D platformer.
Yeah.
Except Waddle Dees, which Jackson was describing.
Yeah.
There's like anywhere between, I think, 3 to 5 hidden in each level. And then there's challenges. And if you complete one of those, and there's 5 challenges per world. If you complete any of those challenges, you get a bonus Waddle Dee.
Yeah.
Cool.
So the challenge in the game is not getting from the start to the end of the level. Although towards the end, they don't get that much trickier. Boss fights are the only real tricky part of the game.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like any sort of Nintendo game, like a Mario 64 or whatever.
Yeah.
You're collecting these things to unlock next
part
of the game.
Yeah. And getting the things can be challenging sometimes, but finishing the actual level is never going
to
get hard.
Yeah. And I just want to get to the end.
Yeah. So. And Jackson's like, I got to the end, that's my reward.
Yeah.
But if any of the challenges are hard, I'm not doing them, but the levels are too easy.
Yeah, that's pretty much my review.
Yeah.
One thing I tried out, not... with my partner, just on my own, which is sad.
Honey, want to come play Kirby with me?
No. Okay.
Your loss.
Is I wanted to see, because there is a co-op mode where you can play as a bandit Waddle Dee. Not bandit, bandana Waddle Dee.
Yep.
And I was like, how are they going to make that fun? Because he's just got a spear or whatever. But he has so many moves.
Oh.
He's like a full-on combat Waddle Dee. It's great.
Ooh.
You can throw your spear. You can do like a helicopter attack. You can do a helicopter attack up, and then you fire arrows down.
That's so cool when they do... Is it asymmetrical gameplay?
Yeah, it's what it feels like. Yeah.
Like, I had a lot of fun with Cass, a friend of the show. And not dead to the show.
No,
Cass,
not dead.
We played
She's just outside the studio. Yeah. Might give her a wave.
She's alive.
Hey, Cass. She can't.
She's
see
not
us.
Looking she's at not us, looking but she's there.
She's definitely there.
Thumbcramps audience, when you're listening to this, know that Cass is just outside the room. We can see her, but we're in a soundproof studio. Yeah. So, yeah, when you're listening to this, pretend that Cass is also there, but you can't
she's
talk
not
to her.
Audible. Yeah.
Nor is she able to listen to what you're saying.
Cass and I played Beyond Two Souls together, game is also
you reviewed that.
Yeah. Oh, did I?
Yeah. That was the one.
Yeah, left the room. It left my brain. Yeah.
That was the episode with the infamous two-person speaking at the same time review.
Oh,
a moment in Thumbcramps history
right.
where everyone was like, maybe this podcast is bad. And we said, no.
I don't think so.
It's been bad since the start.
Yeah, it's
never
actually never
gotten
worse.
If anything, it was a high point.
Yeah.
It was interesting to see.
Yeah, it's something new, I
think
guess.
That was, because I think Joel Zammit was meant to edit that episode, but then he got too annoyed and I ended up editing it. But I've been editing Thumbcramps for a long time.
Yeah.
Was that the point where I took over? Hard to say. We'll never know.
It's great to know that you caused change in the world.
I did cause change in the
absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. I like the asymmetrical. I like when Kirby sucks off a car, the Waddle Dee jumps on the back, Mad Max style, and fires spears.
That rules.
And I imagine it's the same for a lot of the other transformations, which I think is really cool. I'm going to say, I'll say four thumbs.
Nice.
What about you, dog? What have you been playing?
Well, dog, it's not what I've been playing, but it's how I've been playing.
Whoa.
Because I got my hands, my dirty little mitts. Yeah. By little, I mean giant. I've got big hands.
Massive hands.
Yeah. Imagine Wreck-It Ralph, but a guy.
You ever seen that, the homunculus, where the more sensitive parts on his body are enlarged?
Yeah.
That's Joel Dusha.
Imagine Hellboy, but both arms.
Imagine the music video for Foo Fighters Everlong, where Dave Grohl's hands real big.
Yeah.
Now imagine if Dave Grohl had two big hands and was actually me, Joel Dusha.
Whoa.
But actually, instead of using those big hands to slap people in a Evil Dead homage, he was holding a Nintendo 64 controller for the Nintendo Switch.
Whoa.
Huh.
Yeah, there was a recent restock of the Nintendo 64, Nintendo Switch Online controllers.
Yeah.
And in the original release, I was like, don't know if I can buy it. Like, I don't know if I can justify this. Yeah, I don't know if I'll use it. But recently, I'd been playing a bunch of Nintendo 64 again. And I was like, you know what? What
you
am
gotta
I doing?
Do it.
I gotta
you
do
gotta
it.
You gotta do it.
It's a funny controller that actively will change the way these games play. Like, a Super Nintendo controller, for instance, not that much different from just any other controller, because it's like the D-pad and then four phase buttons.
Yeah.
Easy.
But the Nintendo 64 controller was built by Gibbons.
Yeah. No, it was built either by Gibbons or by guys that had a third hand coming out of their chest.
I like Jackson's idea of Gibbons. I like the idea that someone at Nintendo thought that 1,000 Gibbons and 1,000 workstations would one day create
in the 90s,
perfect controller. Yeah.
In the mid-90s, there was a change at Nintendo, which was give Gibbons a shot.
Reggie was hired soon after, I assume. That's a thing, right?
Yes,
Reggie is a Nintendo guy.
Yeah,
right?
My body is ready.
Nintendo.
Hey? Yeah, my body is ready.
Hey? Do you understand that reference?
I get that reference. I understand that reference.
I do not get that reference.
Oh, Adam, you got to start watching E3 presentations, but in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, you got to
start
watching. You got to start
watching. All right,
watching
I'll start from
the
beginning. How many could there be? How many E3s are there, right?
Can't be that many.
There's
10?
Yeah, 10.
10? Yeah, I can watch
Jackson,
10
I'm worried about Adam. He's in so much trouble. There's so many more than 10. I think it started
in the
early 90s.
Don't let him know, dude. Don't let him know.
Yeah.
That's
10,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you can watch
all
of them real easy.
I just keep putting in and out. I'm just testing these earplugs.
Yeah.
I know you're looking at me putting them in and out, but you're not having conversations.
No, we wouldn't at all.
No.
Adam's got to watch so many posse trees, and he knows about the games.
Hang on, let me take them out. They're going to make the noise for the first time.
Wow, that's a really...
They always make that noise, but I had them on silent.
So it's for a microphone.
Yeah.
No, is it?
Yeah, they got a noise canceling. They it cancels the noise of taking them
out. Noise canceling feature on the outside. That's crazy. Technology's come a far way, which is a great segue back into my review because they made the Nintendo 64 the same, but somehow better.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so one thing, if you're holding an original Nintendo 64 controller, they're very light.
Yes.
And it's like distractingly light.
Yeah.
If you chuck the Rumble Pack in, it's like a weightier controller, feels good, but then you got a big thing hanging out the back. Mm. I do love the Rumble Pack, so that's not a criticism of the Rumble Pack. It's just
Never
how it is.
Never had one. Always, I remember.
No Rumble.
Yeah, no Rumble. Yeah, correct.
You got to try it out. You got to Rumble.
One time I held the Rumble Pack controller and I played a game that did not Rumble with it, which is very funny.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single game where that would happen, but I'm sure there's a long list.
Yeah, well, maybe I just didn't have any rumbling or nothing occurred that would cause the rumble. I just remember
also, potentially, it didn't you didn't put batteries in the Rumble Pack.
I was a kid. Been. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. So you're playing it with the Nintendo 64 online Switch store
came under fire when it launched, and Nintendo have actually listened to criticism and made it slightly better.
That's good.
They've patched a lot of glitches and stuff because it is just emulation.
Mm.
And emulation comes with problems.
Yeah. Oh yeah, big time.
And yeah, there was a lot when Nintendo first launched it, but one that we encountered, the Paper Mario slowdown and the fact that if you die with a certain character as your party member, the game crashes. That's fixed.
That's
Ocarina
nice.
Of Time had a graphical glitch that's been fixed.
Yeah.
Kirby and the Crystal Shards got added at the start of May, I'm pretty sure, or mid-May, if you got killed by a certain character, which I think was a killer whale.
Yeah.
The game crashed.
Oh, and killer whales are so good at killing.
Yeah, that's it. it's in their name.
Yeah. Their whole job, yeah.
Yeah. But they fixed that too. They fixed that real quick. So
that's good.
Good stuff. And there's been adding pretty much a game a month since it launched, which is also good.
What I like about the Nintendo 64 controller you have, because we were all playing with it outside before we recorded, is that any Nintendo 64 controller you see today is at least a decade old. You know what I mean?
Well, I would say 2 decades.
Could be
old.
Two. Yeah.
Because the last, I think the last Nintendo 64 game would have come out in 2001 or 2002.
Yeah.
It's now
true.
Year 2022.
Yeah, really? I didn't even realize the GameCube was that old.
Early
2000s.
But yeah, what I like about it is that it's cool, and we were all getting waves of nostalgia seeing it. And I think that's because you remember as a kid a brand new Nintendo 64 controller, which is what this is like.
Yeah.
But anyone you use that's an actual Nintendo 64 controller is always dusty with a
very
dodgy...
Very tight analog stick on this.
Yeah. Mm.
Very responsive.
That's cool.
And one thing that I kind of mentioned before that has, made this purchase worthwhile is it literally changes the way some of the games play entirely. I know a couple of months ago I reviewed Sin and Punishment, which is a Nintendo 64 game that was only released in Japan. It's an on-rail shooter. It's really, really fun and cool, and it's kind of a bummer it never made it to the US. I mean, I know that there is in the 90s and early 2000s, it was the goddamn Wild West of what video games made it over here and what didn't. I found out the other day that I think it was the Master System, one of the Sega consoles in America stopped making games in So let's just say hypothetically 1995.
Yeah.
But the PAL region and Japan kept releasing games until 2001.
Yeah, I've heard that there's even today, some of those later consoles are still, maybe it was the PS2.
Yeah.
Until the 2010s was still getting video games made for it.
I don't know if this is still the case, but I remember I think the PS2 stopped. But yeah, I remember hearing that apparently because of import laws in Brazil, a lot of, they're basically a generation behind.
Oh, yeah.
Because it takes so long to get things imported or exported. So they're still, they're still going through, last gen sort of stuff, unless you get it on the download, which apparently is also quite common. But
hey, you know what's upsetting to think about? There's already talks of a PS5 Pro and an Xbox Series X redesign.
Of course.
Bloody hell.
Because the PS4 Pro came out, what would be next year in the PS4's life cycle. So people are probably PS5.
Probably get a PS5 Pro.
That's crazy.
That is
too many consoles.
Can't
Slow
even
down.
Goddamn buy one. Can't even find them.
Yeah, how am I meant to get the next one?
Yeah.
Criminy. Tell you what, last gen, no games. This gen, no consoles.
PS3 has no games.
Yeah,
PS5 has
no
consoles. Did you get that reference?
I got that reference.
Yes.
Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, that was
Leonardo DiCaprioing over here.
We're all doing it. We're all doing it. We're all the meme right now.
We are the meme. Yeah. Well, speaking of memes, the PS5, the PS3's got no games. That was a rage comic.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah,
PS3 ain't got no games. Fun to say. Why do you like PS3? Ain't got no games.
Why do you like PS5? Ain't got no console. But yeah, so going back to Sin and Punishment now, where I'm going to, rather than, because the all of the games on the Nintendo 64 and Super Nintendo and the NES as well, it just remaps the buttons to what a regular controller would be held if that makes sense. But when you're playing with the recreations of the original controllers, it doesn't change shit.
Yeah.
Meaning Sin and Punishment is played with left hand on the D-pad, right hand on the middle stick.
That's great.
But one thing, so we went through a lot of our friends and all former guests or former hosts passed around the controller to see how everyone held the Nintendo 64
some dead,
controller.
Some alive.
Some dead, one dead, some alive.
Some still living, yeah.
And everyone held it, well, Jackson, me and you, I think, held it the same, which was right hand, left hand on the analog stick, right Z hand. Trigger, and right hand on the
up
AB
near the
side.
C pad. Yeah.
Joel Zammit held it.
He held it in a maniac
a way,
but also clearly a way. He held it in like a pro game away.
You know how you go to like your local shopping center and they might have like a time zone or something like that.
Mall for American listeners?
Yes. Or the corner shop.
Well, anyway, you know they'll just have like arcade games where you got the light gun, games, and you'll watch some people who will just stick their finger through the trigger and just do the.
That was Joel Zammit with the Nintendo 64 controller. Yeah. It was crazy.
Joel Zammit's playing DDR and using the back bar.
Yeah.
Cool to see. To describe how
that reference.
Yeah.
Hey, me too. We're on top of it.
I used to hang out with some people who did stuff like that, and
yeah.
Well, now I'm here.
Look
did
at you
one
now.
Lead to the other? We don't know.
Yeah, probably.
I would say so.
I reckon the moment you see someone using the back bar in DDR, your life is set on a certain course.
Yeah, there's no deviation from that.
Nothing you can do will change that. The multiverse closes. It's just a straight passage. Right.
All of your futures collapse into the one.
Yeah.
Oh, wish I didn't see that. All my untapped potential is drained away.
Well, there's no untapped potential anymore. It's just what's going to happen. There's no potential or no potential. It's just set.
A set future.
Joel Zammit holds it with left and right hands on the side.
Yeah.
Once, so yeah, left hand on the D-pad, right hand on the AB buttons. But then he uses his middle finger and his left hand to rest on the D-pad. I didn't see how he was reaching the controller stick.
It was his ring finger on one of his fingers was like stretching its way underneath. To slam down the Z button.
Yeah, the Z I saw, because that was his middle finger extended, but was his thumb on the controller stick? How was he reaching it?
Reaching the Z button. Just
No. Not the Z button. That was the one part I got.
Okay.
The controller stick.
I think it was with his thumb, maybe?
Yeah, no, it was with his thumb, because I remember I held it the same way.
You
got
to remember, because the way you're thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, is that his hands are full-on grabbed on the left and right, but incorrect. One is kind of almost palm flat over the top.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's an insane way to do it.
Cass immediately picked it up in the way where she had her left hand on the D-pad, right hand on the... So she played this. She picked up Sin and Punishment style.
Yeah.
I think Zammit's grip technique is it's not for the what do you call it the boy in the middle
controller stick.
Yeah, it's not for the directional controller.
Yeah,
it's because I held it without palm, and I felt like I could reach the stick just fine.
Yeah.
I think the way he holds it is because the start button is inaccessible otherwise.
I see.
I reckon he holds it like that, not for the stick, but for the start button.
Well, you don't need the start button. You need the stick. So I think the way he holds it is goddamn stupid.
Well, if you need to pause the game or something. If you need to pause the game,
how
you need access
you need
to that pause
button. The game okay, I, you're changing your entire
Adam,
way of holding the controller.
Adam, I would hate to go out on a limb here, but when it comes to movement in a video game versus pausing the game, what do you think you're going to do more of?
Well, what do you think you might need to do suddenly?
Move?
Pause.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. If you can't pause immediately, and you need to pause immediately, you're in trouble.
But generations of children got by without using Zammit's madman technique. Why did
I'm not saying.
In what situation does movement, the priority of being able to move in the video game,
I'm less important
than having to slam that start button.
I'm just saying that if you didn't put it palm, if you didn't have it palm down or whatever, you can easily reach the stick, I think.
I think Joel Zammit was doing it that way because he was playing a game that incorporated, because often games might neglect the C-pad or the directional pad.
Yeah.
So I think the game Zammit was playing involved every button on the Nintendo 64 controller, and he just play the game had to develop his maniac holding style.
I think there is certain games like Smash Bros. And maybe even Mario Kart.
What about this? Was there an X-Men fighting game on the Nintendo 64?
Actually, thinking about what Zammit was saying, I am actually incorrect. I know now why he did that, because he was talking, if you'll recall earlier, he was talking about getting, like, blisters on his hand from doing the
going around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Why else would
Mario
you have-
Party? You can probably no. Actually, you can't. Mm. You need the no, but that doesn't. Adam, you're
that
arguing.
Makes perfect sense.
You never.
I'm on your side now.
You can't pause.
You
Mario
got here the
Party.
Wrong way.
I'm not talking about Mario. I'm not talking about the pause button anymore.
Yeah. I reckon there's an X-Men fighting game that required him to
what
play.
What about
that
Clay
way?
Fighters 63 and a third? Do you reckon he was a big Clay Fighters 63 and a third guy?
I think
Joel Do you reckon he played as Taffy or Blob?
I think he played as Santa Claus.
No, that was unfortunately only in Clay Fighters on the Super Nintendo.
Shit.
He might have been able to play as Frosty the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, yeah. Or Earthworm Jim. Yeah, yeah.
Adam's picked up his phone.
I'm going to Google it.
Google what?
Google Nintendo 64 X-Men game.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, find out.
Surely
yeah, that's
one.
Right.
How many thumbs for the Nintendo 64 controller?
It feels like going home, but home 20 plus years ago. So, yeah, four thumbs. It's still a terribly designed controller, but it feels good to hold.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean,
the
like,
No controller, and this is a big call, has made a button as satisfying as the Z button.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're an American listener, the Z button.
Look, as the proud owner of a Duke Xbox controller, I absolutely understand where you're coming from.
You'll be shocked to hear it, but there was an X-Men game on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fighter.
It, I don't know what sort of game it was, but you will be shocked to hear the name.
Yeah.
X-Men N64.
That game doesn't ring a bell at all.
Me neither. We can ask Sam when we get out of the studio if that's what he played.
Yeah.
He love X-Men. So.
He does love X-Men.
Yeah.
He love
and
X-Men.
And speaking of love and things we love, it's now time for the best part of the show.
Oh, my freaking Lord.
That's it. It's the sponsors. Come in, Mr. Adman. Tell us your ad.
Wow.
Goodbye, Mr. Adman.
So long, Adman.
We love
Adman.
It's the Adman.
Add me.
Thanks for the ads.
Yeah, thanks for the ads. We endorse that product.
Yeah, we love that product.
And now.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I would fire up our inbox.
I know about that, yeah.
Where you'd head to thumbcramspod@gmail.com.
And you'd shoot an email off.
I would read emails. I'm not really shooting emails off. One thing to discuss, though.
Our email segment was we emailed the fan. Send us your email address. We'll shoot you an email in our
episode. We won't read it out, so it's a secret. Yeah. The audience just need to be jealous of you. We got an email from Cheesemonger. Oh, yeah. So what I was going to say was not that many emails this week, but in a exclusive Thumb Cramps first.
Yeah.
I've head to the Sandspants Radio Discord, which you can join if you,
can you
just
join
look
it.
At the show notes.
Get
in
down
the show
there.
Notes.
Just click it.
We're
Do
pointing
it,
down, which is where you need to go.
You son of a bitch, just click the show notes.
God damn it, you piece of shit.
What are you doing? Click the show notes, go to the Discord, join the Discord. You can talk about games with us, the Thumb Cramps Boys.
And also,
finally, swear.
You can swear as much as you like in
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not family friendly.
And it's not transferable to me in the episode.
No, it's not. But we did get another email from Cheesemonger.
Yeah.
So, who says, hey guys, I know you keep asking for emails and stuff like questions and opinions about video games or whatever, so you can read them on your podcast, but the best I can do is a mean picture. So here you go. And then it is fan art, Jackson, of something we spoke about last week, of both me and you getting hit by a car.
Can I see it? Ah, it's perfect. That is how I felt in
that
moment.
That's photorealistic. Yeah. Oh my
well,
God.
It's rude as well. He's like, I mean, we're both getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
You're looking sad. I'm looking angry. But the driver of the car is looking very happy. And also, Cheesemonger has made my t-shirt say shit band.
Oh my God.
You're wearing overalls.
Gotcha. I am wearing overalls. Yeah. Well, not today, but in the drawer.
Gotcha, both overalls. Silly Billy.
Yeah. And then Cheesemonger signs off with, so here you go. Enjoy. I wish you two got hit by more cars. I think it would be good.
That's Whoa. Rude. Actually,
and
pretty
then,
rude of you.
P.S. This isn't a threat. It's just in my nature.
Oh, okay. Like the scorpion and the frog.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's jump into the Discord.
Thanks so much, Cheesemonger. Love that fan art.
And we'll post it on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we haven't posted on Twitter when you listen to this episode, remind us. Tweet us or email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. So, Jacko from Discord wants to know, what was the first game we remember playing?
Whoa. Commander Keen.
Commander Keen.
Really? Yeah.
Commander Keen at a friend of mine. Was Commander Keen on the NES?
Maybe.
No, it wasn't Commander Keen. It was a Ninja Turtles game that a friend of mine had on either a NES or a SNES.
The famously hard nerd.
Might have been. I remember being
angry
like,
video game nerd would be pissed at you right now, bro. He hates
so
that
mad.
He'd be like, he'd be effing and jeffing up a storm. That's the one reason we can't have him on this show.
I think if the angry video game nerd saw me, he'd just, even if I didn't say anything, he'd fly into a rage. He'd go really red and start swinging his fists around and throwing stuff.
He'd be drinking that beer that he drinks.
Yeah, maybe.
Gamer beer?
No, he's
Gamer
got a,
brew?
He's got a beer he likes. Anyway, yeah, angry video game nerd. That's the one reason he can't come on this podcast.
Yeah, because we know he'll just have
to break the
up
rules.
A storm.
And yeah, I can't have that.
But yeah, it was a Ninja Turtle game at a friend's house. The same friend whose grandma hit me in the face. Because I was playing with myself as a child.
Oh my God.
That story could not get better and then got better.
Jack!
When I was like six, I was over at his house and I was just playing with my dick or whatever because I'm 6 years old and I don't know what I'm doing. And his grandma was like, what are you doing? And smacked me in the head with her fists. And then I went to my mom and I was like, hey, I got hit for playing with myself. And my mom was like, what? And went over and yelled at my friend's grandma.
I hope your mom hit the grandma.
I wish.
Yeah, what was better, getting hit by the grandma or playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the Nintendo Entertainment System?
I didn't get to play it. I had to watch my friend. So getting hit by the grandma.
Adam, what was your first game?
So...
No, don't worry about that. There's surely you've got no further questions.
So my first... Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's also not the game you played then.
Oh, yeah. You did that. That was the first video game you saw.
Then it probably was Commander Keen. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
On the school computers, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that's sick.
Was
Commander Keen better than getting hit by the grandma?
Yeah, I would say so. Commander Keen was fun. Getting hit by the grandma was scary.
I think it was in...
She was an old Greek lady. I didn't even know what she was saying. She was just flinging her fists at me.
You don't expect...
Thumb Cramps is the best podcast on the network.
You go into a not explicit podcast and you have a few expectations. You know?
That's family friendly.
Where's the F or Jeff?
Yeah. Adam and listeners, people always seem to be confused about this, but when I upload this episode, it says, is there explicit language?
Yeah.
Suck and off, no swearing.
Touch myself,
no swearing. Hit. By Greek grandma, not swearing.
No swearing.
Suck off our dog.
Yeah, no swearing.
No swearing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what was your first game, Adam?
I don't know the name of the game, but it was on the Sega Genesis. Early 90s.
Streets of Rage?
I could not tell you the name of it. I just remember.
Golden Axe?
Don't remember.
Altered Beast.
That was the one.
Altered Beast is a great first
game. Good choice. Good choice.
Sure, yeah. All right.
It starts with Rise from Your Grave.
Oh, Altered Beast does kick ass.
Yeah.
Let's play Altered Beast.
I think it's on the Switch online. Yeah, we'll play it after this. We'll play with the Nintendo 64 controller and the game will be like, you cannot do this. And I'm like, just watch me.
Guess what I can do. I remember getting to play it because my dad was playing it first and he got up to the first enemy and... No, wait, it was Ninja Gaiden, I think.
Whoa!
My dad died to the first enemy and then gave me the controller. And the next time I saw him playing a video game, I was a complete adult and he was playing like Paper Toss on his phone.
That's so funny.
Oh, Paper Toss.
Great game. Yeah.
Great way to not pay attention in high school.
Oh, yeah.
That doodle jump.
Oof.
Goddamn.
Never did a doodle jump.
You gotta make that doodle jump, brother.
You gotta make that doodle bounce.
Yeah, show me what that doodle do.
I played Archon, which was like fantasy chess.
That rules. What about you?
My first game was Super Mario Brothers on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, nice.
My parents went to a garage sale at one point, and it was... this would have been towards the end of the Super Nintendo life cycle. So they bought... The garage sale had the original NES. And yeah, they grabbed that, a couple of games. I had Super Mario Brothers, Punch-Out, Pac-Man, the port onto the Nintendo, Golf, Pinball.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But yeah, Mario was unreal.
It's a good game.
It was good stuff.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, big time. Let's jump back into the Discord. That was a great question.
Yeah, thanks.
God damn it, Jax.
Roguish asks, what's the worst video game you have ever played?
That's so tough. I played a lot of bad games in my life. And if I play a bad game, it typically disappears like smoke in the rain.
I think actually the worst game I ever played.
I don't know if smoke disappears in the rain.
It's harder to see.
I think Takedown Saber, I think, is the worst game I've ever played.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Rainbow Six sort of style game, but...
Bad?
Bad.
Cockroach Simulator would be up there for me.
Cockroach Simulator gave me a headache, so actually maybe that one's
Cockroach
jumping
Simulator
on my list as well.
Is one of those games where you look at it and you're like, why is this making like a bad taste in my mouth? Why can I see full pussy?
Playing Cockroach Simulator, sort of like eating a cockroach whilst looking at full pussy, I think.
It wrecks both.
Yeah, you never want to do either one of them again.
Yeah.
Then we've got... okay, 7 hours, 0 minutes, and 4 seconds asks, Adam, you've been hired to create the reboot of Fallout New Vegas.
Whoa.
What do you improve or change, and why?
A huge question.
Well, first things first, the reboot of...
Yeah.
See, I don't want a reboot. I want just...
You want Fallout New Vegas 2.
No,
so you're like, they're like, hey, Adam, welcome to the team. You're shaking their hand. And they're like, what's your first move to reboot this? You're like, scrap the reboot, change it for 2. We're making a sequel.
Well, there's not a lot I would touch on the story. I love the story as it is, I suppose. I guess there's a lot. I know that there's a lot of plot threads that they weren't able to do. There are a lot of things that they wanted to do and couldn't. So I would probably reincorporate a lot of those things, which shouldn't be too hard. We've got the extra time now. A lot of the areas had to be divided for technical reasons. And one, they've got a new... Yeah, no, Bethesda have a new engine, right?
Yeah, they're making
Yeah, they're making the new Elder Scrolls on it. No, are they making it on the same engine, actually?
Bethesda's been using the same engine since
they were
5 years old. So
yeah,
like,
that's good. Yeah.
Probably it'll be Gamebryo again.
Well, I would like it if they wanted a lot of these grand sprawling areas like the Vegas Strip and stuff like that. I would try to make those grand sprawling areas. Apart from that, I wouldn't like add that much that they didn't already intend on adding. I would just add the stuff that they had to cut for time.
I know this wasn't asked to me, but I would add the cyberpunk character creator just so you could give everyone... Big dongs.
And big tits.
Oh, yeah. But tiny dick.
Yeah, tiny dick,
big nuts, big
fat tits.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm into that as well.
Yeah, perfect body shape, really.
I don't know if we've spoken about it on Thumb Cramps, but the best, big dicks out. Tiny dicks, big time
in.
But huge nuts are also in.
Fat, powerful, pendulous nuts.
Yeah. If you got a chode, congratulations. It's
you're
your time to shine, baby. Chodes are in.
It's your year.
Yeah.
It's the year of the chodes. It's Thumb Cramps Year of Chodes.
And we've got another question. It's the second last one. So this is from Ren. What is the video game you most enjoyed yet only played for like half an hour before stopping?
Oh.
Wait, so Jackson, we should have a lot of these because
that's mostly what we do.
This game ruled.
Never going to touch it again, obviously, but it's cool.
One game that I've started twice and loved both times, but I've definitely played more than 30 minutes, is Dead Space.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I start playing that, I'm like, man, I got to finish this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
this
is so good. But then I start playing it at a bad time, like just before a big game release or something, and it falls to the back burner.
Yeah.
I don't play it for long enough. And because it's a relatively unique game, when I start playing it again, I'm like, I forget what's going on. So I want to restart it. Although I did just start Jedi Fallen Order again after only playing that for 30 minutes.
It's a good
being
choice.
Like, this is a good game. Oh, well.
The end.
Barotrauma for me, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because Barotrauma needs a lot of people to be fun, and I can't find those people.
Yeah.
So it's one night, me and some mates, we get into Barotrauma.
Yeah.
And then everyone stops playing Barotrauma, and I want to play Barotrauma.
That's fair.
For me,
Thumbcramps audience, hit Adam up if you want to play Barotrauma.
For me, it's a lot of Zelda games, I think, weirdly.
Mm.
Like I'll start, like, obviously I maybe don't have the consoles for the old ones, but like on emulators or whatever, and I'm like, hell yeah. And then it becomes, and it's great. It's fun. Yeah. The gameplay's tight. It's a good time. But then it's like too overwhelming what I'm going to need to do to finish the game. And so I'm like, eh.
Yeah, fair enough.
Stop. Yeah.
And finally, to bring us home, and this is from... actually, it's one of the hosts of Scaredy Boys, which is a podcast that comes out. There's a new episode every Friday.
You gotta listen to Scaredy Boys.
Much like Thumb Cramps. And if you like me and Jackson, we've both guested on that.
Exactly.
Scaredy Boys. So this is from Sean Carney. What is Adam Carnevale's perfect Sunday?
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Get up.
Yep.
That's good. That's a good beginning.
Yeah, that's it's most beginnings.
Yeah, yeah.
Get up at about like 9, 9:30.
Okay.
I'm going to have a breakfast of toast, mm-hmm. scrambled eggs, a big old heaping of bacon and hash browns.
Ooh.
I drive with friends or my partner, uh-huh. doesn't matter, just people, uh-huh. to Sassafras.
Oh, good choice.
Which is a small little town outside of Melbourne. Mm-hmm. We go to Miss Marple's Tea House.
Ooh.
A tea house themed after Miss Marple.
Yeah. Name only, yeah. really.
There's pictures of her on the wall.
Yeah, I don't know what else is themed her. About
she's,
it. Yeah.
She's a fictional person, obviously. it's pictures of people playing her.
Uh-huh.
Get a lovely high tea and scones.
Mm.
Or scones, great depending on your proclivities.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
After that, a drive somewhere further out of Melbourne, somewhere mm-hmm. nice and scenic. Probably yep. maybe, I don't know, down to the beach or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have a nice little wander, maybe a 2-hour little hike.
That's lovely.
And then on the drive back, as the sun is setting, you go up to Sky High, the highest point of Melbourne, get a lovely view of the sunset.
That's beautiful. Now talk us through weather. What are you looking for there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah. I want it to rain until I get to Sky High.
Ah, yeah.
Rain while you're at the beach.
Yeah.
Jesus.
When did we go to the beach?
What do you mean, when did we go to the beach?
We go to the beach, have a little look around, maybe a little, like a walk. I said that.
After Sassafras, we went to the beach.
The beach is so far away from Sassafras. I think that's what threw me.
I'm doing a lot of driving.
Yeah, it's a big day.
But okay. I don't mind.
Adam's big drive is a perfect Sunday.
Yeah.
That sounds like a beautiful day, Adam.
Thank you. That's nice.
And if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Remember, yes or no to let us know if this is getting through to you.
You got a couple of assignments, thumb crampers, if you'll recall. We need to know who your least favorite host is, your least favorite guest is, and what your least favorite moment is throughout the run of the show. And we also need that yes or no.
Yeah, and let it be known that obviously if you're like, I've got a least favorite moment or a least favorite host or a least favorite guest, and you're like, oh, I feel rude submitting it. We are literally asking for it. Don't shy away. We will not turn this as a reflection on you as a person. We need to know.
Yeah. A quick question. What was the name of that email account again?
Thumbcrampspod.
Thumbcrampspod.
@gmail.com.
Yeah. gmail.com.
And I think there was some talk about doing the annual Thumb Cramps Thumbs Down Awards.
Yeah.
Where we do a ceremony of some kind. We'll see what happens.
Today's episode came to, I didn't actually say, oh yes I did, four thumbs from me, four thumbs from you, four thumbs, triple fours.
Whoa.
We got the triple quad.
Snake eyes. Messed up looking snake eyes.
Worst looking snake you ever seen. Join us next week where we talk more about games, and I hope this episode was good.
Goodbye.
Oh, wait.
Whoa,
shit. Adam, where can we find you?
I can be found on most D&D podcasts.
Yep.
But specifically.
Yep. Just pick one.
But specifically, I could be found at D&D is for Nerds, which is on this here podcast network.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can also contact me at RetroArchetype on Twitter or Instagram. But nowhere else.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. And Adam, you were just recording D&D earlier today.
Yeah.
Can you just give us a little spoiler? Was it good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty
good. That's good.
Pretty good.
That's good.
It's definitely
spicy.
Like, yeah, one of my top three storylines that we've done, absolutely.
And sure, knowing the release schedule of D&D is for Nerds means that what we're talking about may not hit your ears for 18 to 24 months, but
when you know.
I want you to know that I'll describe what I saw when I came into the studio. Jackson was holding a lot of sheets of paper that had a lot of writing on them.
Oh, yeah.
But he looked happy. Joel Zammit was in the other seat. Adam was in the third seat. That's what I saw.
That's an accurate description.
And everyone looked happy.
That is what most of the day was like for me and Adam and Joel Zammit. Yes.
Everyone was smiling. Jackson had heaps of pieces of paper.
Excited to get back into it tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm not talking character sheets, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not talking character sheets, everyone. I'm talking, there was like
I got
text.
A lot of paper.
Like, it looked like some kind of Bible.
In many ways, it was.
Whoa.
Yeah,
and that's a bit of insight. Anyway, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. So long.
Goodbye.